It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. John Birdsall didn't benefit from a long life, but he was able to get much accomplished in the 37 years he spent on Earth, including becoming the first Attorney General of Texas. Birdsall was born in Chenango County, New York in 1802. It is said he benefited from a liberal education at some of the eastern colleges and began studying law in the office of his uncle, James Birdsall. By 1817, he entered the office of Robert Monell as a student. He was admitted to the bar before even becoming of legal age and then became Monell's law partner. In 1823, Birdsall moved to Mayville to practice law, where his shining abilities soon attracted attention and led to his appointment as Circuit Judge of the 8th Circuit. He was just 25 years old. While serving as Circuit Judge, Birdsall moved to Rochester, but returned to Chautauqua County in 1829 following ill health. In 1831, he represented Chautauqua County in the Assembly, and from 1832 to 34, Birdsall served in the New York State Senate. In 1837, Birdsall is said to have moved to Texas and began a law partnership with Thomas J. Gaisley in Harrisburg, now Houston. There, he met and became friends with Sam Houston. Houston appointed Birdsall Attorney General of the Republic of Texas on August 15, 1837. Birdsall would serve in that post until Houston appointed him Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Texas in late 1838, following the death of the prior Chief Justice. The Senate, however, did not confirm his appointment, and Birdsall only served in that capacity for 1 month. In January 1839, Birdsall went into private practice with Sam Houston. He contracted yellow fever that same year and died on July 22nd at the age of 37. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.